He says, but RF, here he uses RFan. And you know what RF is? RF is the knowledgeable person. Because this is ma'rifat. Knowledge is ma'rifat. RF is knowledgeable. This fellow, that wind of that is beautiful to them. Like a breeze. Beautiful breeze. No, Josephly beautiful breeze. Something like that. To bring it on and say, the main thing that the animal fears is the bed. Look at Mansur al-Hallaj. He has no fear of that, and embraces the bed. That's how it goes. Means when you draw that line, you don't have even to fear the death, because you have something more important than that.
The fire did not set its teeth in Abraham. How should it bite him, since he is the chosen of God? The religious were not afflicted by the fire of lust, which bore all the rest down to the bottom of the earth. The waves of the sea, when they charged on by God's command, discriminated the people of Moses from the Egyptians. The earth, when the command came, drew Karun with his golden throne into its lowest depth. The water and clay, when it fed on the breath of Jesus, spread wings and pinions, became a bird and flew.
Too difficult for me, at the six-year-old boy. What is this? Reuben was explaining something to me. Suddenly, he went again to that Semite chain of stories. Why?
He's referring back to the earlier one when he said, air and earth and fire and water are his slaves. With you and me, they are dead. So here he's citing how God has used each of those elements to bring his favor into the world.
Lovely description, but I got nothing out of it. I'm a six-year-old boy, and I don't believe in Semite prophets. Now explain it to me. I don't know the Semite. I was born in China. So what? There should be a meaning in all this. Oh, there is even a meaning of first, second, third, and things like that. And we always start with Abraham. Why? He's the guy who will walk in the fire with a belief. We understand that one, which is very simple. You understand it, because here in your parties, even there are, in your armies, there are people that may be like that. The second one is Moses. Moses is what? Moses is an exception within prophets, because he was born and raised in the house of enemy, in the house of Pharaoh. Actually, Moses and Pharaoh are not separable. They are so intertangled that you don't, in the story even, you don't know when they say Pharaoh, which one they are referring to, the father Pharaoh or the son Pharaoh. Because the guy who is raised by Moses actually is the Pharaoh. They're raised together because that's the ego and that's the spirit. If it is like that, here we have to follow some meaning here. He started with Abraham and said, because that's the God's choice. Then what? Then he gave us two things that will separate this kind of thinking from the religious one. In all the religions, to save the human being, they suggested to eliminate the desire. Desire was the sin, and sin is something you should avoid. Because religion has a very forceful face. Because religion is a social or human institution made to control the public. Made to inform the public. Therefore, it has some rules and it tries to push the rules. So they go to so many different ways. The main thing we recognize in all of them is to retreating from the natural life, going in isolation, denying yourself something, means celibacy. Or, like in Buddhism, you will find a lot of different harsh routine to go. Here, we are not talking about that. We're talking about the spirit. I would say, if your spirit is healthy, you could enjoy the good food. You could have all the desires, if the line is clear. If you make that line clear, therefore, all the desires are here for you. Desires are not a mistake. Abusing it is something we talk about. But the desires are here to say, look at all this stuff, which we call it shahwat. Shahwat in Arabic means the appetite, really. It starts with appetite, desire, and all that. See, this appetite is not bad. Overeating is something else. No animal could overeat. We could. We are the top predators and we have a lot. This is when where you draw the line. Because the fire of shahwat will not burn the people who are tamed in this path. Literal translation will be this. Because he talks about deen, which is not religion, is the path, the way, and say the people who are in this path are ahl, not wahsh, and the fire is there but will not burn them. That's why we talk about Abraham. We make the story of Abraham to say fire doesn't necessarily burn. Sexual desire doesn't necessarily make you a pervert. There is a line. When you draw the line, then you could calm. You could let go of this fear. Because there are other causes. When you draw the line and you have that faith, that good feeling comes in you, you will be transformed. And you don't have to worry about something else. Yes?
Your glorification is an exhalation
from... No. Sorry. I forgot to say. Okay, then, after that, is it... Look at this shahwat, this appetite, which is not killing these people, but is killing the rest of us. Right? Okay, how does it happen? First, let's see the big wave. The big wave of that ocean who killed everyone, killed only the helpers of Pharaoh. The Israelites were out. So that's how it happens. The majority who don't draw the line, that's to kill them. So we believe that even water knew who is good, who is not good. Water realized the difference between Moses and Pharaoh. That's why he said, these are non-living creatures to you, right? But to God, they know what they're doing. So they have the target. The target, first of all, the main target is this earth. This existence could engulf you. It did to Harun, who had everything. Then look at the reality of the human being. Human being is what? Is water and the clay. It's the mixture of water and the earthly stuff. This is why we call it water and clay, and we say God made it like this. He said, but this one, with the breath of Jesus, will fly. Means what? Means what? Good story, of course. And I love it when they show it that Jesus will do this and that clay will fly. What's the meaning? What's the flying bird to us?
Our remember?
Thoughts, right? He said, look at this stuff, right? This is always the stuff. But when your thought comes in, suddenly when you believe in a spirituality, everything has some meaning in it. You could think about it, so it will fly. To a goat, What is a tree?